You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Yes, you're locked into Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofnir Thing. This week, joining me on the show, I have John Oh. You might have heard of him from his work with Paper Plane Pursuit. He just dropped his debut single as a solo act. It's called Motown Love. He'll be joining us on the show to tell us more about it. I'll be finding out about his thought process, getting into production, and all that. Do keep it locked right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9. But as usual, some music to take you there. I have one from the debut album of Sogum from Korea. The debut album's called Precious. I'll be playing the track Complex. But first up, from Indonesia, Payung Teduh is back with a new single. And whenever the band drops a new single, you can be rest assured that it's magical. Check it out, Payung Teduh, the brand new one from them called Suar.
Selendang menjuntai Oh,
one from Indonesia. That was Romantic Echoes featuring Pamungkas with the track Alright. We're heading to our first break of the hour, but right after a short break, I'll be joined by John Oh, so don't go anywhere. Before we head to our first break, one more track for you this time. Collaboration between Japanese producers Tomu Gugugu, spelled as Tom GGG, and Fritz featuring our very own Shell Hill. This track's called Love Ride. Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. You're still with me, Ofnir Ting. Right now, joining me on the line virtually, I have John Oh. He just put out his brand new single. Is it correct to say debut single as a solo act?
Yeah, that's right. Debut single it is.
It's called Motown Love, and he's here to tell us more about it. Hey man, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
So before listening to the song, right, Motown Love, just the title alone, I had the assumption that the title was a reference to the Motown sound, right, of Jackson 5, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder and all that. But am I right to say that it's actually talking about the idea of having more than a fairy tale love that you typically find in a Motown song?
Wow, you're spot on all counts actually. But it's not that it's not the former. I think the song has modern production, like a lot of your typical larger than life drum sounds and modern pop music, vocals as well, the really shiny sound. So that hides some of the very classic songwriting that's there in the song, like key changes, modulations, you know, just the vibe of the songwriting. It definitely has a lot of that classic Motown influence. Like, as you said, exactly, perfectly right. Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, you know, all of huge influences for me. So since I was like going through this journey of finding what's my sound, and you know, when the song started to take shape and I was writing the lyrics, I thought, oh, it would be nice to just wink at the heritage behind the song, with the inspirations behind the song. So it's definitely that classic Motown sound as well. But again, you are spot on. I thought it'd be clever to kind of like wind in a double meaning into the lyrics. So you've got the, you know, a lot of songs of that time have this very popular, very surface level romance going on. And a lot of the song is talking about how I want something deeper than that, or like a love that's real, raw, messy. So that's probably the Motown in a nutshell. Yeah.
Before Marvin Gaye, you know, came up with What's Going On and really changed that whole Motown sound, right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, clearly, I'm talking to a music lover. Very enjoyable.
Actually, my next question ties in perfectly with this because having so much experience in the industry like you have can be both a blessing and a curse. Because as you said earlier, Motown Love has a few tricks up its sleeve. For me, what I picked up on is very interesting 15 seconds that draws you in, a switch up at a 2-minute mark when you thought that, you know, it's starting to get a bit familiar, and a pretty chilled out outro. And that's all under 3 minutes, you know, industry things.
You're checking all the boxes of when I was producing the song. I was like, you know what? It would be really nice to XYZ. And like, you just checked all of those boxes, like spot on. Exactly at the point where, you know, I was thinking, you know, if I was listening to this, and I'd be like, okay, I think I've heard it all. Like, that was the goal. Anytime anyone thinks they've heard it all, oh, switch up.
Well, because you've had so many years in the industry, right? So do you think that this kind of thought process thing actually like might be a hindrance instead of just free-flowing your ideas? Because we are thinking about all these things, right? Oh, we might need a switch up, or we need to have that hook in the first few seconds, that kind of thing.
It's so interesting that you asked me this question, because in Paper Plane Pursuit, I used to make music like this all the time. Like, in many ways, it was really calculated pop decision-making, you know, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. But I feel like I kind of left that world behind over the last year or so. And more than anything else, I'm just writing music that I wish was out there. Maybe it is, and I just haven't heard it, you know, just my bad luck. But it's like, oh, you know what? I would love to hear a song like this. So very often when I'm writing and producing the song, I'm not really thinking about what the listener is thinking. I'm thinking about myself as the listener. Mm. So, you know, like, let's just say I come up with the verse and I'm like, oh, nice. I don't feel like listening to this vibe anymore. I want to change it up. So then I change up the vibe in the pre-chorus. And then, you know, when the chorus is like, oh, I want it to feel different. Yeah, I don't want it to feel like it's just I've heard it all before. So it's very often, and like you mentioned, that whole switch up in the 2-minute mark, that's me listening to the song back after I've got like 1 minute plus. And I'm like, okay, I like this, but I don't feel like, you know, repeating for the sake of it. And, oh, let's just throw in a middle eight or a bridge. So, you know, like, I want to be excited and stimulated. Hmm. So then I come up with something else. So very interesting that you phrased it that way.
I love how you didn't go for the, you know, let's just repeat the chorus and fade it out.
Exactly. It's like, I think maybe, like, as you alluded to, all the years in the industry, maybe it's not just hearing other people's songs, but it's like hearing my own songs in the past and going, I don't want it to sound like that anymore. Like, I want it to be, I want to have more fun listening to my own music and making it. So it's like, yeah, let's be adventurous.
Yeah, and actually the secret for, you know, happiness in the scene is you got to make music for yourself, right? I mean, yeah, you can make music for others as well, but you have to please yourself first. What do you think?
Truly. I mean, not to throw shade on anything that the band has done in the past or whatever, but I think I agree that this whole year has definitely been about me discovering that for myself. Coming to terms with, you know what, I want to do this. Like, someone just asked me recently, an old friend I used to work with, said, oh, what made you do this? Like, because the idea of me putting out music as a solo artist seemed really alien. And I said, oh, it's just felt like I wanted to do it, and, you know, if not now, then when, kind of thing. Mm. And a lot of the music is coming from that spirit. There's just, you know what, I want to do what I want to do, and if anyone else enjoys it along the way, that's a really happy bonus. It's like, yes, how pleasant. But if not, that's okay. I enjoyed making it anyway.
Win-win.
Exactly. Win-win.
When you took some time off the stage, were you always writing songs in the background?
No, not at all. I think probably had like a year or two where I wasn't doing any writing at all. I went through this interesting phase where I look back on my journey in Paper Plane Pursuit and I felt like I don't want to be limited in the same way that I was in the past, which is like I never studied music, I never studied production. So I spent a lot of time learning production and mixing and all that kind of stuff. But I felt like along the way, I kind of lost the musician soul. So there were a lot of things like I would hear really adventurous ideas in my head, but I wouldn't know how to translate it because I didn't have that ability on an instrument or even just writing. So instead of writing, I actually took, I think it was about 2-3 years maybe, where I made this intentional choice that I would not write anything just so that I wouldn't just fall into the same rut I've always been in my entire life as a musician. And instead, I put myself through this like boot camp of sorts of learning music theory and trying to improve my musicianship. Like really asking myself I actually did spend some time talking to friends who did, you know, classically trained friends. Like, okay, what do you guys learn? So I spent a lot of time learning chord theory, music theory, all the kind of stuff. So that when I started writing, I was like, oh, now if I have an adventurous idea in my head, I know, oh, it's this chord. Or, oh, it's a modulation that I'm hearing. So only after that 2-3 year period, I started writing again.
So you went into that whole rabbit hole of, oh, the diminished chord gives you a certain kind of feeling, that kind.
Yes. Precisely. It's like, oh, that's a major nine. Got it. That's what I've always been hearing.
But when you got back into songwriting after taking that long of a break from songwriting, was it like a, you know, muscle memory kind of thing, like talking with an old friend, or did you have to, you know, learn certain things again?
I think muscle memory was the old patterns. As in, immediately I started writing, I was like, oh, everything was flowing really easily. Then I'd stop and go, nah, I'm not having fun. I'm not enjoying this, and this sounds like the old me. So the initial part was muscle memory, and then going like, okay, let me clear the slate again and remember, you know, the fun that I enjoyed over the last 3 years, that the lessons that I learned. That took a bit of a learning curve, but after that flow started coming, then it was really like, oh, like riding a bike. Like, okay, I remember the familiar muscle memory feelings, but now with the new muscles that I've learned or I've grown along the way.
Nice. I'm going to assume that it was self-produced as well, the entire track?
Yeah, that's right. Self-produced. But I did have help as well from a dear friend of mine named Ravin P. So he's also the guy who put out the video. He made the video with me and Shawin Albert. So Shawin Albert's a local musician as well. He's in a local band called Advance. So both these guys co-produced the track with me. So I did get some help. Yes, thankfully.
Sometimes self-producing your own track can be a very isolating experience, and you know, if you listen to the same track for 8 hours, you can go crazy. So were those the same people that you shared your demo versions with?
Yeah, it was a bit stale feeling because this was during lockdown, so it was just sending stuff back and forth online. But I think after a while we got used to it, and you're right, you're 100% right. After a while you just lose all objectivity and I'm like, I don't know whether this is any good anymore. So it was a combination of bouncing ideas off each other, like you know, maybe Ravin would send me a bass line or Shavin would go, hey, you know, your chords inspired this guitar line. That would make everything feel new and fresh again. And it was also something I've learned to do in the past because we were always like doing too many things at once, being self-managed, self-produced and all with the band. So I learned to take breaks, and coming back after a couple of days or, you know, maybe a couple of weeks would like, I would feel like a different person by then. So everything would feel new and objective again. So those two things helped to restore objectivity. And like on a very basic level, it was like, if I came back to something and I'm like, this is not exciting me, then I know that, you know, it's not happening. But if I, you know, like you said, you've heard it 8 hours straight. If after a week I hear it, I'm like, oh, wow, I find myself bobbing and grooving to the music. I'm like, okay, there's still something here. It comes back to that whole making music that I have fun listening to.
For songs that, you know, you're letting it simmer, you know, and you listen to it back again, do you find yourself adding elements or removing elements more?
I kind of practice this philosophy of avoiding self-censorship at the beginning. So at the beginning, I'll just throw in everything. Like, you know, oh, it'd be nice to have fun. Sure, string section, just whack everything in, throw in everything in the kitchen sink. And in the later stages, then I start removing stuff. So it's this idea of not being precious. Like even same when I'm talking to Ravin and Shawin, I'm like, hey, if you have an idea that's out there, don't worry about it. Because that weird idea might spark something that makes it to the final song, even though the weird idea did that. So just not being precious and throwing stuff in. And then at the end begins the process of curating and, this can afford to be removed, and the song stands on its own with fewer elements.
I like how you say that, because you can't be too attached to your ideas at the same time, right? Because it might hinder you to move forward.
Yeah, for real. And I think it's the experience that has helped me feel a bit less, you know, precious about that. Because sometimes, you know, like, a basic example of, oh, I want to make the rhythm feel really funky, so I'm putting in like 10,000 things in the drums and the bass and whatever. And then at the end, when I record the vocals, that funky feeling might already be present in the vocals. And I go, oh, okay, you know, I can take back all that funky elements. It's not necessary anymore. Let the song breathe.
Yeah, and sometimes as a listener, you can't process that many things all at once, even though as a producer, you know, okay, I have 80 tracks in this session file and people are going to love it. But as a listener, maybe you can only pick out a few, right?
Yeah, that's so well put. I think a lot of the music that I've grown to love, especially in you know, music, in modern music, a lot of it tends to be fewer elements that sound really, really large. Whereas if you look at, you know, your off-the-wall Michael Jackson, or even further off acts like Toto. Recently, I was watching a video that was analyzing September. This is a great example. Earth, Wind & Fire's music is just...
Professional musicians react.
Yeah, that's the one. Wow, clearly you are listening to the same stuff and watching the same stuff. And it was hearing them react to that video, I was just like, I love Earth, Wind & Fire, and there's so many elements in that song I never noticed. So I feel like that's the other extreme of like really tastefully done. Like you put it, the average listener can't process that many things. So I love the idea of many things coming together to feel like maybe four pieces, but it's really just gelling together really well so you don't feel overwhelmed. And that's very much what I've tried to do with this song. Hopefully I've succeeded. There's tons of elements happening, but I hope it doesn't sound like, you know, a cacophony of too many things.
No, man, I feel in terms of instrumentation, instead of adding more instruments, you maybe like played around with the structure or the chord.
Yes and no. Like, which is, hearing you say that makes me happy.
Okay, job done, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, even in a simple guitar line, it might be like four guitar parts that are making it sound like one guitar line. Which is, you know, even modern bands like the 1975, it's something that I really enjoyed in their music as well, where I would hear the song for, you know, maybe 10 times and be like, oh, great guitar line. And then when I watch them play it live, I'm like, oh, that's two guitars forming that thing that I thought was one line. So it's that kind of a philosophy to like not overdo it, hopefully keep it sounding simple.
And Motown Love is the first single of 12 singles that you'll be dropping. What can we expect to hear from those 11 songs that is poised to be released?
Honestly, I'm not entirely sure, because many people have asked me, like, oh, this is really ambitious. So clearly you took the time off to work on an album and now you're putting out one song at a time, right? And I go, that would be logical and intelligent, but no.
So you gave yourself a goal, like in the press release, you say 12 singles, but actually it's not done yet? No. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. the songs aren't done at all. It's just a decision that is what I'm going to do.
Very brief.
I agree. I also find it quite scary, to be honest. But number one, life just didn't work out that way to do a bunch of songs at once. But number two, I felt like I would be very rapidly changing as the music came out, and you know, I'm a different person now from 1 month ago. So I felt it'd be nice to capture that evolution of myself as a person, as a musician, as a producer, as a songwriter over that 1 year period. So I'm not entirely sure, but I can tell you that what to expect from the next single, because I just finished that. So the single coming out next month is called Fake Romances. And a lot of people say, oh, with Motown, I was expecting a slightly more classic, because of the title, slightly more classic, you know, old school soul kind of sound. And that's exactly what's coming out in the next single. Like, it's still, I think it's still got the same kind of identity. It still sounds modern, still sounds pop, but it dials up the old school soul kind of vibe and the songwriting, the production as well. So that's what's next. Beyond that, I have no idea.
Well, until then, we have Motown Love to enjoy, which is out now on all streaming platforms.
Thank you very much for that shout out. Much appreciated.
For all our listeners who would like to get all the latest updates for your upcoming 11 songs, where's the best place to go to?
Instagram is the easiest place. I've become a little bit of a social media recluse over the last 3 years, probably reacting to my time in Paper Plane Pursuit. Right now, I've only got Instagram. Pretty private. So that is instagram.com/whoisjohno.
Who is John O?
Just a nice place, yeah.
Thanks so much, man, for joining me on the show. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, man.
Likewise, I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's give the tune a listen. Motown Love by John O right here on Wavelength BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Pull back the covers, just lay it on me, and I'll wrap you in love the way you want me to. Right here we'll linger, leave it whispers unheard. Never have it enough. I really don't scare me. I wanna I'm seeing right now. Leave the layers on the floor. Only got me wanting more. Right here we'll linger, leave it whispers unheard. Whatever you want, whatever you need, you got me a for it. Oh, I don't wanna be a lover in a fantasy. Don't need perfection.
Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. Right before the break, you heard the new one, the debut single from John O. It's called Motown Love. Okay, a couple more tunes to play for you before I head out and close off the hour. I'm going to play some submissions that have come in. Now, if you're a producer, musician, singer and whatnot, do email us your tracks to enquiries@bfm.my. Attach the MP3 and WAV file. Tell us a bit about yourself once again. Enquiries@bfm.my. We'd really love to give it a listen and play some of them if it meets our requirements. I'll be playing a track by Zyuk, Clary and Kaizen, who dropped their collaborative single Way Up over the weekend. There's also a music video out on YouTube today. Do check that out. But before I play that one, here's another submission from 18-year-old Jogi and Brendan Seven. According to them, this next song was inspired by relationships breaking down during the pandemic due to lack of communication. So they wrote this to tell their listeners to reach out to someone when you're at your lowest. Jogi and Brendan Seven, Tell Me Things on Wavelength, BFM 89.9.
Through things I never said. But for your love and for your trust, I gave you everything. Cause they don't know what if you go the way I never had. You tell me, call up at your phone, tell me things.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I know we don't talk talk like we used to. Got to a bar that we never solved the issue. Say we're walking paths that were meant for us, but you don't ever see the truth for us, nah. We try to go one by one. The next thing we know, we're at each other's throats, nah. This ain't how it should be done. So tell me different ways I can solve this now, nah. Yeah, girl, you were worth it. Who the hell cares what the other boys did? I'ma make sure I treat you right. Scrap the other boys trying to mess your vibe. If you want me, hit me up. I'll be waiting for you all night. One text away, put the fears in the way. Now we're back to square one with the same old story. You make me go through things I never said. But for your love and for your trust, I gave you everything. Cause they don't know. What if you go the way I never had? You tell me, call up at your phone, tell me things.
Yeah, yeah, you never care about no horror like me. Yeah, yeah, even though you always lie to me. Yeah, yeah, what can we just talk it true, not fall apart like we used to be good? Of your love, has it ever happened from the start?
Yeah, yeah, you make me go through things I never said. But for your love and for your trust, I gave you everything. Cause they don't know. What if you go the way I never had? You tell me, call up at your phone, tell me things.
Tell me things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You make me go through.
Tonight and I will take you on a roll, yeah. Can see you like a minute, don't be shy, yeah. Haters talking, but they never see me riding. I've been grinding, it's so hard to see me shining. Just like 88, we together rising. Run it up, yeah, shawty wanna say what's up, yeah, yeah, we're living up. Life is hard, but I'm still balling. We're young and we loaded.
Yeah, we don't get.
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
So the black bagi GTA only saja cheat SF. Now feeling so well tapi boss ready to work, ready to get, ready to do whatever the hit I had at this exact. So don't be mad if you suck that bad. Yeah, we don't shit show day, but for sure we bustin' your ass on play. Now you can rap this place, cause you know we present, you can rap the day.
Style, pick my vibe, first I live a life, cow, tak lebih. Kan tak li carry, don't know switch sides. Staking on the track, my gigabyte, I walking on the city. Lain pandang nampak iri, okay. Ikut suka sebab semua senang okay, hati okay. Macam Ali Rocky B, atas mili budak-budak sebut sesh. Jiwa jari dengan kiri.
Hello, eyes on me, life macam movie but it's not around me. You just like home me, make my music for food and fridge. Oh man, why you mad? Oh no, I'm doing way stress. No time, tak ada masa cam timer. Switch your land, go switch all time.
Aku feel it macam budak-budak. Letak dua jari dekat lengan aku. Budak-budak swag atas bawah aku. Pakai kain buruk tapi orang suka.
Life when they all say beneath me. Stay. The one 925, not free all night. Screaming for sampai mati, goddamn. Dare to lease with top 10. Nak lepas market ke the hot 10. Kalau tak late bayar jangan pancing. Fly sampai patah tulang ku banting. Mad stack come through tak kering. All eyes on me, ada yang jeling. I got system, when you good you get paid. Kalau tak jadi, yo, tak kisah, got this.
I'm real, well I'm here to show them what is feel. When hand is near, kalau kau rasa panas dalam macam minum bia. Mungkin kau jenis muka talam yang nak pasang ear. Berapa banyak rhyme, time ni ku sapu. Bulan belum naik, time in the hantu. Balik balut layang bone, lembu ke satu. You cuba nak curuh bocah lahat datu. Dah tu, waktu dah time. Dah lu dah boleh stay behind. Dah siapa masa ku ke angkasa. Apa dalam balang so ku tak rasa. Face baru rapping masa mas dia. Bila dah tiba masa aku terpaksa.
On the beat gonna be like making them trick gonna be mine. Can't deny.
Can I get attention? Whole squad in the room, better give a concussion. This is not a drill, that's irrelevant. A couple months, couple M's, we're a veteran. They say we suck at rapping, but look at all the papers coming. Heads up, you gon' stay for a while. We're forever in your list, a tattoo, a vibe. Jangan cuba sembang pokok kalau lu tu cuma level mat bunga. Plan gua dah puas kena baja. Gua plan sampai jadi sapu rata. Bila wa sampai dorang semua tanya budak ni datang dari mana. Ambil semua datang nak bagi muka. Bila tak boleh jual muka nak letak mana.
Aku feel it macam budak-budak. Letak dua jari dekat lengan aku. Budak-budak swag atas bawah aku. Pakai kain buruk. Kiri kanan dekat belakang aku. Pusing satu tahun mata sepet aku. Jalan dekat street Gucci atas bawah. Pants banyak pakai sebab dalam banyak.
Alright, the latest drop from 11 member crew Force Park Boys. That one's called Sheesh Flow. Right, before that was something from the excellent brand new album of Ichu that just dropped not too long ago. That was Andai Kata by Ichu featuring Youth Portal and Guard. His new album is called Ini Kisah Benar, out now on all streaming platforms. Okay, down to one last track. Once again, big thanks to my guest for this week, John Oh. Do check out his debut single, Motown Love. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so by writing in feedback@bfm.my. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, it's an end of an era because Bittersweet just announced on their Instagram that they're officially disbanding. So I think it's only right if I play a tune from Bittersweet. This one's called Hilang because we'll definitely miss their presence in the scene. You've been locked into Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region with me, Of Neil Ting. Take care, stay safe, right here on BFM 89.9.
Kemanakah arah hidupku? Aku pun belum pasti. Segalanya yang ku harapkan pernah datang dan terjadi. Apakah ini semua balasan tentang diriku? Akan ku mencari bintang untuk ku kembalikan. Jikala diriku termenung ke arah jendela, bayanganku hampir-hampir hilang. Telah ku gambarkan saatnya ku menitiskan air mata. Yeah.
masih belum terlewati. Aku mengubahkan haluan hidupku ini yang pernah salah. Terlewat untuk kuhisapkan diri.